The Feast of the Assumption is one of the most popular Marian feasts in the liturgical year and was celebrated worldwide this Saturday with Mass, moments of prayer, pilgrimages and festivals. In Sri Lanka, thousands gathered to give thanks and pray for peace at the Shrine of Our Lady of Madhu in Mannar Diocese, while India's estimated 14 million Catholics who are also marking Independence Day entrusted the future of their homeland to Our Lady's care. Meanwhile, on Saturday, a smaller Catholic community high in the Roman hills were joined by thousands of pilgrims to honour Mary. They are the parishioners of St. Thomas of Villanova in Castel Gandolfo, a church that lies just across the square from the papal summer residence and where Pope Benedict XVI chose to celebrate the Assumption with early morning Mass.
Maria è la stella che ci guida verso il Figlio suo Gesù, sorto sopra le tenebre della storia.
In his homily, Pope Benedict told the community that the Assumption reminds us that Mary's life, like that of every Christian, is a journey to follow Jesus, a path that has a clearly defined goal, a future already mapped out, the final victory over sin and death, and full communion with God. Drawing on the gospel of the Magnificat, he remarked, "All of life is an ascent. All of life is meditation, obedience, trust and hope, even in darkness. And all of life is this sacred haste that knows that God is always the priority and that nothing else should create haste in our lives but Him." Following Mass, Pope Benedict XVI made his way through throngs from the church to his summer residence, where pilgrims waited for him in the palace's enclosed internal courtyard, with many more spilling out onto the square to hear his Angelus reflection.
As we celebrate the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin, we are invited to raise our eyes to heaven and contemplate Mary, the Mother of Jesus and our Mother. She who on earth believed in God's word is now glorified in body and soul.
The Pope emphasized the relationship between Mary and all priests, recalling once again the year for the priest, and of course its patron, St. Jean-Marie Vianney, who wrote that the heart of this good mother is love and mercy, her only desire to see us happy. We need only to turn to her to be heard.
May Mary's intercession and example guide you always and renew your hearts in faith and hope. May God grant you and your families abundant blessings of peace and joy.